sent you those minutes. Did you get that?
Okay, we're now being recorded. I'm calling the meeting to order at 8:33 p.m. Eastern Time. Roll call, Kim Laird, Chair, is present. Kevin Axtell?
Present.
Matt Hall?
Here.
Richard Kennison?
Here.
And Dave Pawson? Is Dave here?
Dave is unable to come tonight.
Okay, all right. And Tom Wall?
Yeah, here.
Aaron Stevens?
Here.
Mike Sullivan?
Here.
Is Martin Frost here? Okay, Sandy Brown, recording secretary.
And was Dave Pawson there?
No, Dave Pawson was absent.
Okay.
Okay, he was the only one, and Martin.
Okay, okay. Got it.
All right, so we have motion to approve tonight's agenda. Anyone to make that
a motion? This is Tom.
Second?
Second, Aaron.
Anybody see any corrections or additions that needed to be made? One thing I saw was I didn't put anything on there about the website update. So that was the only thing that we'll have to take a look at. All right. Hearing no other additions, is anyone opposed to the approval of the minutes or the agenda? Any abstentions? All right. The agenda is approved. Oh, and I'm wrestling with my dog. I'm sorry. Ow, Dakota, get my sweater out of your mouth. Oh. All right. I'm just going to let her roam. All right. And approval of minutes from January 18th. We need a motion to approve those minutes.
Motion to approve, Matt.
And a second.
Kevin.
And any corrections or that anyone saw? If not, we'll go to vote. Anyone opposed to the approval of the minutes from January 18th? Any abstentions?
I'm going to abstain. This is Tom.
Okay. All right. Minutes are approved from last meeting. Kevin, we still need the minutes from December. I never got those.
Did you get those? I sent you the December minutes today. I can read them.
Oh, today. I may have missed it today. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Can I ask
a question?
Oh, sorry. Sure, go ahead. Go ahead.
Were the minutes okay for everybody for last month? This was my first time doing it. This is Sandy. Were they okay for everybody? I tend to keep things concise.
Good.
Yeah, it was fine, I thought.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to hold off on December's minutes unless anyone wants to go ahead and vote, only because we really haven't had a chance to look through them.
Yeah.
All right. I'll make sure they get to everybody first thing tonight as soon as we're done with this call. So we would need a motion to table the December minutes for now.
Motion
to table.
Okay, a second to table.
Second, Aaron.
Okay. And anyone opposed? Any abstentions? The December minutes have been tabled for now. 2012 Fest. Matt?
Did everybody receive the festival brochure and the festival registration form that I sent about 2 seconds ago?
Yep.
Hey, come on. It was at least 2 minutes.
No.
Got it.
I have not, Matt. Mike, I sent it to Board and not to Board Plus. That's probably why.
Okay.
Give me 1 second. I can send it to you right now because I definitely want you guys looking it over. While I'm sending it to Mike, if everybody could open those two documents, either in Word or PDF form, and just start perusing them. And
Matt,
Mike, I'm going to send you right now.
Matt, have you sent it to Martin?
Are you sending it to Board Plus?
Have you sent it to Martin?
I have not sent it to Martin yet. I sent it literally to board@juggle.org. I didn't send it to Board Plus.
And now you're going to do Board Plus, yes?
Right. No, right now what I'm going to do is send it to Mike Sullivan, and then when I get all your feedback and any changes that need to be made, once I get a final iteration, then I'll send it to Board Plus and give it to Martin.
Okay.
Everyone looking those over?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mike, it's coming your way. Give me a sec.
Thank you.
I'm
and
sending
Matt,
it all. Yeah.
Oh.
Hold on.
Finish.
Hang in a sec. Okay.
Just you know, Matt, Fair's bio translated. Tom's going to be working on after the meeting, so you should get those tonight.
Yeah, I'm not sweating that. That's an easy one.
Sweet.
And I'll talk to the and I'm hearing back from the transport guy and the hotel folks tomorrow. Just the 3-hour time difference. I call them at 1 my time. That's 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock their time, and they're usually out. So I gotta keep that in mind when I communicate with them. Of course, when I communicate with them at my time during school, it's not good. So in any case, here we go.
It all looks good. Oh, Rocher, I think at the very beginning under Pavel, that the sub stuff could use juicing up. What I mean is it says if one of the first things on there is 2012 special guests, Pavel Yuskovich, and then it goes into Pavel's professional career began at the age of 15. It's sort of like almost got a boring historical bio. Like it should be something more to the effect of one of the most stunning jugglers on the circuit today or whatever. I just think that because that's going to be one of the first things you read and go into. So I think just a more exciting summation
intro
before the bio.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Basically, the intros you're seeing there are ones that were given to me verbatim. When I asked the performers for their intros, these are what they gave me. And I merely edited them for English content, for grammatical mistakes and misspellings.
The description, I think it should just go down a little bit and have some kind of, eye grabber.
Yeah, that's easy. I can put that in, no problem.
And even, are there going to be photos attached to this, too, of the performers?
Yes. I've got the photos. I didn't add them because I
they
wanted
will be
to
on
see
there.
Content first.
Right. But they'll be on there. So that'll be eye-catching as well, which helps.
Yeah. I've got photos. I got photos for everybody, and I got your photos from Fair as well.
Right. Cool.
Yeah, we're good to go on that. Give me one more second, guys. Sorry. Mike, did you want MikeSullivan@me.com or?
Yes, that's fine, Matt.
That's the one? Okay, just making sure. I've got like 3 for you. All IJA Festival at juggle.org. Festival 2011 at juggle.org. Oh, you'll want those. Okay. Okay, Mike, I just sent it to you. Everybody still there?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Okay. So, you got it?
Yep.
Excelente. All right. So, what I'd like to start with is actually the registration form, because I think that's the more important one is for our purposes in terms of getting online registration up. Online registration needs to mimic this form essentially. So, let's look it over. You know, it's basically two pages. So, you know,
a la carte.
Go ahead.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say my only comment about the reg form is that you're using your personal email on there, the @Hotmail one, and it would look
yeah.
a little bit more credible if you had @Juggle,
yeah.
Or email address on there.
Yeah, I thought about that, and I wasn't sure if am I currently registered as, you know, festival2012@juggle.org or ijfestival@juggle.org. Both of those have been used before.
David Landown can set you up to be forwarded from festival2012@juggle.org, Matt, which is what I think you want.
Yeah, that's.
Do you want me? I'll email him right now and get that done for you.
Yeah, Kim, can you do that? That's fine.
Yep, doing it now.
Okay. So, anything else? As you can see, some things have been removed. If you look at page 2, the a la carte items and the show tickets, right? I added a joggling registration for Len Furman. That's something he wanted. And then in the show tickets, of course, we've taken out several shows, the benefit show, the welcome show. Those aren't there. It's just the basic three shows at this point.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Prices are essentially similar. Instead of 150 for Stefan Singh last year, now we're at 100 for Pavel. He's okay with that. I think he wants to go for more bulk. Like, he'll have a bigger workshop, he thinks, if we cut the prices. At $100, 3 days with him, that's a steal.
Yeah.
I mean, that's,
it is. Yeah, that's awesome.
You know, we might get a lot of takers on that. And the more money he makes, the more money we make off his workshop, then that, you know, that covers him even more, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then I don't have to pay him as much.
It looks pretty good, Matt. I'd like to go through it tomorrow and send you any little things I find. And on my copy of the PDF, anyway, the bottom of page 1 is cut off a little bit.
Oh, is it?
The bottom ruled line of the subtotal of memberships, packages A, B, and C, is cut off on the PDF.
You're right. I've seen that. I'm seeing that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the title of the title of the file is 2011. You'll want to have it posted as 2012 when you send it to David.
Right, of course. That's good, though. I want to make sure also that our mail-to-payment address is correct, the P.O. Box 580005, Kissimmee.
Yes.
Credit card orders, fax to that?
No, we don't have a fax number anymore. They will have to mail a check or use the credit card or the website.
That's a biggie. So that will go bye-bye.
Yeah, the fax number has to go. It's just we were getting so little use out of it. And three all year, Marilyn says. Also, I see real quick on the credit card panel at the bottom of or in the middle of page 2, look to the right of where it says name as shown on card.
Yeah, I just thought it myself. 3-digit SE on back, security code, back of card thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, I'll go over it tomorrow and send you anything else I see. Looks pretty good, though.
Yeah. So, essentially, this registration form is what I propose to give to Martin or to Kevin Macbeth, who when I talked to him, he said, yeah, I can bang it out, like, you know, on a weekend or whatever. So, I don't know, you know, I don't want to be stepping on anybody's toes, but quicker the better. You know, if Martin says he can do it in 2 weeks and Kevin says he can do it in 2 days, should I just give it to Kevin?
Sure. Yes.
Yeah, I would go with whoever can get it posted up more quickly.
Okay. I mean, I can send it to them both and just say, hey, you know, you guys work it out, but it's good to go.
Mm-hmm.
And that this is, I mean, this is the meat right here. This is what people will be registering with and using. So either print it out and send it to the address listed below, or they go online. Essentially, that's what we're talking about, right, Mike?
Yes, they could call us, but we don't want to encourage that. So you could also have on there registrar@juggle.org for questions about registration, and we will catch those emails.
Okay. Yeah. I guess if people are, you know, mailing in their check, okay, mailing in the check, that's fine. Yeah, okay, never mind. I just answered my own question. Okay, so that's that. That's the registration form, good to go. And then the brochure. Once again, it's a lot of text. It's like 6 pages. A lot of it's the same things we've talked about. I'd like to go just not line by line, but paragraph by paragraph in the events to finalize the dates and times to make sure that I got those dates and times right. Special guest artist, page one, skip. Then we go to, and just towards the bottom of page one, youth showcase. Wednesday, 7 p.m., prior to juniors championships. Art Smith directing. So that's that. Club Renegade, I put it 11 p.m., Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. The goal right now is to get it in the convention center.
Cool.
Unless
that'll be a lot easier for everybody.
Yeah, and it helps with the food and beverage minimum.
Right, exactly. If we can chop away at that, that's great. And we keep it, you know, like I thought last year in Rochester, having Renegade so close to where the gym was, just
was awesome.
People, that was, I thought, a good thing. So
back and forth.
Planting the juggling seed, Kim, Thursday, 1 p.m. Good?
Yep. Sounds good.
Cascade of Stars, Friday night, 7:30 in the theater. Boom, boom, boom. Joggling championships. Just so you guys know, I know we talked about Saturday being no. Len said he's going to run it 8 to 10. He's going to get it done in 2 hours. And I said, all right, I took pity on it. And then we really don't have anything on Saturday except for games part two. So I said, why not? You know, people who want to wake up. That's great.
I think that's a great idea to have joggling on Saturday because it's really part of the games, and so many more people can participate if it's on Saturday.
So
it's a great idea.
I tried to give Len what he wanted, so I'm moving it to Saturday and 8 to 10, essentially. I don't have those times there. I'll write – oh, it is. It says Saturday at 8 a.m. So.
Hey, Matthew, this is Richard.
Yeah.
Cascade of Stars, the first line says Friday night at 7:30.
Okay.
And then a little bit later it says it all starts Friday at 8 p.m.
Okay, change that. I see it 7:30 again.
Yep.
There you go.
Thank you.
I just changed it.
Yep. Good job.
I think we should also take Len's Bank of America email address off of there and just use the joggling at juggle.org.
Okay. Once again, this is I just wanted to confirm that he will get the email sent to that address.
Well, Kim, can you ask David to confirm all these aliases that we have in the form, or
yep.
Do you want me to do that? Okay.
Yep, I got it. And actually, Matt, I already sent you an email to, what was it, to
I got it.
Festival 2012. Yep, that was the Festival 2012, so you're already there.
All right, good. Then I'll edit those little tidbits.
Yeah, and I know
that's good.
Len's already through joggling at juggle.org.
Okay, removing
that. I contact him.
Removing that now. Then IJA Championships, Wednesday, juniors at Wednesday at 8:30, teams and individuals Thursday 7:30. Entry fee $25 per event. The one question I had is on the festival registration form a la carte, should we add that?
In the past, we have had separate entry forms for champs that are posted and linked to from the champs page.
Right.
Okay. And do people pay in advance or?
Yes. We put an item on the store for the entry fees, Matt.
Yeah, okay. Championships is paid when they submit their
their video for preliminaries.
Gotcha. All right, then that section, you know, is pretty much the same as it's always been. The only thing that's missing there is the name of the championships director, and that is because we do not have one at present.
Shoot.
Yeah, I've been beating the bushes. I'm wheedling Warren Hammond, but no answer yet. Yeah, it's getting to the point where we're going to have to spend money. Like, I'm literally going to have to say to Warren, all right, your comp, your hotel, your flight. And then we're talking, now we're talking like a basically bringing in a performer. We're going to spend another grand or $2,000.
I don't think that's a great precedent to set, but that's just me.
Hey, man, you know who somebody I can get to. Let me know.
I'm thinking about that now, man. I really wanted to do it, but since I have one or two competitors, it's just not proper for me to do it. I love.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm not saying you should do it, Richard. I'm just saying.
No. I'll think about
it. And we got
Steve. Steve Langley said no.
Steve's already working on Cascade of Stars.
Gotcha. I will percolate on that too and see if I can think of somebody to tell you to talk to.
Yeah, you're out. James is out. You know, some people don't know if they're going to be there yet. You know, like Mark Hayward doesn't know if he's coming. He probably, but he doesn't know. But he's working on Renegade. See what I'm saying? I've already kind of gone to my people.
Yeah, you need, in my opinion, Matt, you need a non-performer. You need somebody who's going to dedicate, you know, their whole thing is this.
What about Vivica?
I doubt Vivica would be great if she would do it. I don't know if she will.
Yeah, I was barely able to get her to do
a lot of work for
the bulletin for free.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
You know, maybe she'll do festival director if I comp her on everything, but I thought we just had that idea.
Championship director.
Yeah.
So I'm just putting it out there. Let's you know, that's something we need to tackle at some point soon, because sooner or later we're going to need to register our competitors and get their videos.
Jim Ellison would be good. Do you know Jim?
Yeah, Jim would be really good.
If he would do it, he'd be great. He's been a judge.
Yep.
Because I had him as a judge myself.
All right. Who knows him best?
Yeah.
I know him very well. He's a very good friend. He would be great.
He'd be great.
Right. His first
Richard, do you want to do that for me?
I'll call him and see and try to talk him into this. His first inclination is going to be that he's not qualified, but that's ridiculous. So let me call him. He would be great. And he's been right there.
What about Jack Kelly?
Jack would be good, too.
Jack doesn't know if he's coming yet.
Okay.
Another name to just throw out there, I don't know how good he would be, but I know he's very organized, is Jackie Erickson.
I never thought of Jackie. I know he likes his workshops, and that's that. But
yeah,
we can ask. Oh. I know him well enough that I could ask him. Kim, you probably know him better than me. He's in your neck of the woods.
Yeah, I'll probably see him in a couple weeks anyway at our fest.
Right.
I've seen shows that he's put together before. So
okay.
Dana Tyson.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know if Dana's going to be there. Some people were talking about him for festival, Cascade of Stars, like performing. So,
okay,
we'll see. All right, let's you know, if you know people, just start. Don't wait for me to give you permission to ask somebody. Ask all people. Right. I'd rather have three people say yes, and then we can have them fight over it or have them share it.
Matt, if we're having a hard time finding people, I guess after this next week, is there any kind of formal job statement for this that we could put on like Facebook and on the e-zine and stuff? Because we get a response about the store manager position pretty quickly after we post stuff there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have one. Richard, anybody?
Well, we could create one, but let's first think of people that we want to ask before we get
right.
People we don't know. I'm not saying that we couldn't find somebody with people we don't know, but let's do this first.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for a couple weeks if we can't find somebody.
Yeah.
Okay. So, moving on from championships down to the next page, page 3, I believe. Numbers championships. Move that. That's now Wednesday at noon. And we'll set, you know, like I know they're, you know, they sometimes have preliminaries, depending on how people want to do it. The preliminaries could always go Tuesday or Wednesday. You know, if we could run it. Wednesday is pretty open, so. That's what we're looking at, $15 per event. Tom Hamill is confirmed for that. X-Juggling, Jack Calvin, Tuesday at 4. That's our one thing basically on Tuesday, really, is X-Juggling. We're going to try and start off the week with this, you know, this crazy thing that Jack has promised will only go 60 to 90 minutes max. And then that's that. Games, Kevin Axel,
yep,
the man, Friday and Saturday.
Yep.
I didn't give times yet because I wanted to talk to Kevin about it, but we can play with the times.
We need to give a little bit of time for Juggling to get back on Saturday.
Right.
We know from the past if we go too early, nobody's there. So I'd say at the earliest we should do 12 on either day. But other than that, it's pretty flexible.
Yeah, I was thinking 12 or 1-ish. So
I like 1 because it's after lunchtime. I mean, 12 can be lunchtime and 1.
Yeah.
People can be ready to go.
I also don't want to screw the people who on Friday will have tech for championships and things like that. I want to give those before, you know, people want to give them a chance. I think about the Jughead, things like that. But, yeah, I'm thinking like 12 or 1 Friday and Saturday. Split it up a little bit. You know, once again, if we only go an hour, hour and a half on each day, you know, that's fun. That's quick. That's easy.
Cool.
Workshops, that's Dave Pawson. It's all good to go. And then the rest is the stuff, you know, that just kind of talks about hotels, prices. We adjusted the prices. Back when this was first made, the Marriott was 104. Now it's 109 or 108 per night. It was 12.75% tax. Now it's 13.75% tax. Embassy Suites, same thing, a little different. It was 114. Now it's 118. And then Auxiliary Hotel, they're down again. And then the airport shuttle, Mike and I talked about that today. Guy's going to get back to me tomorrow. It's just confirm dates and times, how, you know, how many runs they're going to make, how much the ticket for one way. I put in a plug for volunteers.
Your dates in the text there are different for 2012. Those are the 2009 dates, so you want to change those.
Right. I haven't changed that yet until I get everything. Volunteers through all that. You know, that's all in for Dina.
Hey, Matt. T-shirt needs a hyphen.
Yeah, I just changed that myself, actually. I thought that was...
And then the next thing, three ways to register says reserve your 2009 festival.
And we're also going to get rid of the fax option.
Yes.
So two ways to register.
Yeah, also, Matt, add in a very small item for groups, youth groups. You can copy and paste that from last year's registration, and that would be for the Jugheads and the St. Ignatius guys, in case there's anybody else as well. And then you and I can discuss offline what you want to do for that this year. Same as last year, I suppose.
I've got it in email confirmation. Discounted festival packages are available to groups of 10 or more youth, ages 11 to 17, registering together with one or more adults by May 30th.
Oh, okay. I see it there now. I didn't see it because it's not set off with a blank line, but you've got it.
Yeah, I just jumped down to the next page. Fees and deadlines. I'm thinking even at worst, you know, if registration opened on March 1st to April 30th, that's essentially 2 months of the early price. And then from April 30th to June 30th, you've got essentially 2 months at the middle. And
that's
then
great.
June. So how's everybody doing with that?
Yep, that's the way it should be.
No problem.
Vendors and stuff, all that hasn't really changed in terms of prices for vendors and things like that. And I'll specify, you know, any cost that the Benton Center wants to throw at us. And then, so that's that. Last but not least, T-shirts. What do you guys think?
I love them.
Love it. Mm-hmm.
We haven't decided on color yet. He said he's playing around with more color schemes, so if he sends me different iterations, I'll send them to you guys. But, I mean, at this point, I just want to give him the go-ahead and say, let's do this, because I think he's headed in the right direction.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think it looks good. I agree with – I forget who mentioned it, but if it could somehow not be perfectly centered, I thought that would be neat. But otherwise,
yeah, that was my thing. I like it being a little off to the side or a little lower or something.
That's possible. That'd be sweet. But if not,
that's the style right now.
I don't think we should let it hold us up too long, but that'd be nice.
Okay.
I'd let Ross
do his thing because he knows what's up. And if he's doing this for us at a discounted price, which I assume he is, but I don't really know.
He's doing it for free.
Yeah, then he should have the final artistic decision there.
Yeah, and I mean, maybe you can try it in a different couple spots to say it with some feedback from some board members that they'd like to see it there, you know, to see what it would look like, and then essentially give him the final okay with his artwork.
Yeah, I mean, I have final decision on, like, you know, if he says, all right, this is the artwork, and I say, great, and he goes, all right, and it has to be on a pink shirt, I'm going to be like, okay, screw that.
Thank you.
So, you know, he and I
say that's just for girls.
Yeah, he and I are, I think, are sympatical on what we're trying to do with the shirt and everything.
Right.
Now, one other question. On the Reg form, there's the a la carte item for T-shirts, but we don't give people a choice to register what size they have. Do we want to do that? Is that too much? Has it been tried in the past?
I think it's an overcomplication, Matt, and just ask them to pay for any extras that they want, so you get a number of the shirts that you want to order, and then if you're going to have Crash make them, he generally does a good job of spreading the sizes out to match the American physique.
Well, here's a question. Do we have, I mean, his order or orders from, like, say, last year or the year before, where we know what volume of shirts we ordered at each size? Because that could be a starting point.
Yes, I have it for last year in 2009, and last year we got stuck with too many larger ones, so we should trim it down a little bit.
And I have the numbers for 2010.
Okay, that's cool, and that's something we'll cross that when we get to it. That's like step 125. We're on step two, so I think that's it. Anything I'm missing?
I'm a little curious about the vendor stuff that's going to work this year, but that's really, not my place. I'm the old vendor coordinator, not this year's.
Yeah, I haven't talked to Tony yet about it, but I want to, I want to start talking to him and have him start contacting the vendors and stuff because I want to give them enough time lag. I mean, they need 4 or 5 months to kind of make sure they're shipping right and getting their thing squared away.
Yeah, absolutely.
And part of that will also depend on the discussions I have with the Bennett Center to make sure that, they're in terms of what they can receive, when they can receive it, charges and things like that. And, Mike, I'll probably talk to you about that before it goes down just to make sure I'm not walking into that meeting completely ignorant.
Sure.
So,
Matt, Richard.
Yeah, go ahead.
It looks really good, and it looks good enough to give to Martin. So that's a good thing. So.
Yeah, we just want to get it out there at this point. I also – the Word document that you're looking at now, obviously is just simple Times New Roman, no formatting of any kind, really. And I also did that partly because whoever puts it on our webpage on the juggle.org can just cut and paste into the HTML clean and not have to do too much stuff to it. Go ahead.
Sorry, I was gonna say, can I go back to championships for one moment?
Yeah, shoot.
Have you asked David and/or Scott Kane?
No, I didn't. And the reason for that, I think for some reason in my mind they're always linked with numbers, but that's Tom Hamill's gig, so.
David would be very good. Scott would be very good too, but David would be very good. Maybe the two together would do it.
All right. Yeah, yeah. I can ask them. That's no problem.
Yeah, I don't know them per se. I mean, I know them, but yeah, they would be very.
Yeah. Okay, so our takeaways at this point is I'll talk to David Kane. You'll talk to JD.
Yep.
And Kim, you'll talk to Jackie.
Sure.
And I'm still waiting to hear from Warren. Hopefully one of these four people can help us out. And when you guys talk to your people, if they say, I need offer them a comp. Start there, and then if they start pushing, then say, wait, I gotta check back or anything. Because the goal is to get somebody to do it for free, obviously.
Okay, right. Anything else for that?
That's it. I do this to you guys every meeting. The first hour is us.
That's okay. That's all right.
Hey, we only have 36 minutes tonight. I timed myself.
And I did tell Matt right before we started the meeting, I don't know who all was on the call at that point, that we did just get the theater contract today, and I'm going to forward that to him. And it came in under the $15,000 that I had kind of anticipated, and is instead just over $13,000. So saving some money there.
Oh, that will be the other thing. The corrections and correct numbers that Kim added in the forum, I'm going to add to our Excel file of our official budget that we approved. And if we need to go back and reapprove it, that's fine. But that's basically what we're looking at now.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't approved at the last meeting. We tabled it. So.
Oh, you're right. Okay, so next meeting we'll come and vote on it.
Okay.
And it's 325 or come hell or high water, you know.
Alrighty. Anything else for Matt? If not, Mike, anything on future festivals?
A couple things real quick. Kim, we have to cancel Winston-Salem 2014 officially, or 2014 officially. They're still under the impression we're coming back, and we need to make that final well before our contractual deadline, which is this coming July. So let's do that this week.
Quick question.
You have the template I sent you?
I actually sent that letter out about 2 weeks ago, but I will send another one, and this time I'll send it so that we can track it.
And you're sending it to Alexandra at the Twin City Quarter?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'll send a receipt this time.
Is the deadline after the festival? I mean, it stands to reason they treat us a little better thinking we're coming back, not to be crude or anything.
Well,
I don't know if that's
really
the case.
They're really happy with us anyway, and we have to cancel, and in the spirit of fair play, we should tell them now.
Okay.
Because they have to replace that business, and it's not fair to them that we don't tell them when we know we're not coming back so that they can go get other business for that week.
No problem.
So I think in the spirit of ethics and fair play, we should, you know, we've known about this for months, so we should tell them right away.
Yeah.
So, Mike, the 2014 festival in Winston-Salem will be canceled. Is that correct?
Yes.
We have, that's correct, Sandy. The board's wish now is not to return to Winston-Salem 2014. Although we have signed contracts under favorable terms, we want to look elsewhere, and so that's what I've been working on.
Okay.
We need to formalize that cancellation, so Kim, let's get that done.
I will do that.
The other thing on Future Fest is we have nothing real firm for anything for 2014 yet, and that, of course, is my first priority. About 3 weeks ago, I was in Knoxville, Tennessee. And I think Knoxville has a lot of potential. They have pretty much all the ingredients that we like. Their prices are good, not great, but very good, and I think they're willing to work with us. And the city is pretty easy to get to from all over the East Coast. So it is a potential, but I don't think there's anything super strong about it right now.
Was this a resort or a college?
Well, it's interesting. The convention center and the downtown sit adjacent to the University of Tennessee's main campus.
Okay.
Wow. So when you're at the convention center, if you walk two blocks in one direction, you're on the UT campus with theaters, dormitories, and bars and restaurants. And you walk two blocks the other direction, you're on the main street of the old downtown Knoxville called Gay Street, which is actually beautiful and has lots of restaurants, bars, and theater. Then they have a very vibrant Market Square, which is called Market Square, with about 20 restaurants, bars, shops, and a great performance stage for our outdoor events. So they have a lot of good things to offer us, and they're very interested in us, and they'd like to bring us to town. So it's a good offer. I want to remind the board that we have another very good offer from Lexington. And we chose Bowling Green for 2013, but it was a one-vote decision that brought us to Bowling Green, and Lexington would still love to have us for 2014. I am trying to find something on the West Coast because Kevin and I think another board member or two wanted us to try and look west, but everything I'm finding is completely unaffordable for us. The only hope there was the college campuses, which I'm having trouble getting anybody to respond. We're just not a good fit for most of the college campuses that are in this line of work on the West Coast from what I can tell so far.
Cost-wise?
That budget should be a major determining factor. If we're looking at the trend of what we're bringing in and how much these convention centers are costing us, and so, you know, I think we can all agree we really have to start doing our very best to get the lowest possible venue prices, and these major convention centers might not be viable in the future, especially given 2011.
Who's talking? Is that Tom?
Kevin.
Oh, it's Kevin. Oh, okay, sure. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Cost, and I mean, obviously, some college campuses can end up being more expensive than a resort, which I think is what it sounds like you might have found, Mike, looking at the West Coast. That college campuses aren't always the best deal, but yeah, looking at other options, smaller colleges.
Yeah. What about Reed College in Portland? I mean, that's West Coast.
Yeah.
They hold the Portland Juggling Festival, which is huge. I mean, that's been bigger than the IJA past, like, 2 years.
And Reed College is going to have a new performing arts center ready in a couple of years. So.
Okay, I'll make a note to contact Reed. Let me say that this past week I was contacted by Veronique, who runs TurboFest in Quebec City.
Mm. Right.
And many of you know that TurboFest is huge.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
And she has spoken to Don Lewis about the IJA's needs, and we talked for about an hour, she and I, and she is optimistic that they could apply for provincial subsidy funding in an effort to bring IJA to Quebec City for July 2015.
Oh, wow.
I would be all over that. That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
I was at Turbo this past year, and they do a great job.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go on record, yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a little further down the road, of course. That's 2015. We're most concerned with trying to find something for 2014, but I'll keep you posted on that. And right now, that's all I've – oh, I'm traveling to Springfield, Missouri at the end of next month to look at that city. They've been talking to us for 2 years. They may be very affordable, and they also are a college town, so there's some potential there. But again, I'll report back when I've made that trip at the end of next month. And that's all I've got for this month on Future Fest, Jim.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions for Mike?
Keep up the good work.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. Anything on financial, John, that we can share, or are we okay there?
Holly hadn't finished the year-end numbers for us yet. She's waiting to do the 990. She didn't want to post the year-end numbers till she had completed the 990, just in case something comes up. And I guess the other thing is the general operating budget, which I think everyone had pretty much agreed on, except there was one number that was wrong.
The Zine number?
The Zine number, yes. So that needed to be put in there. And Holly said she would do that, but I've not seen a posting of a revised budget. So maybe what we need to do is put off approving that until the next meeting as well.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't see a copy of a revised budget come through either.
Yeah.
And I know... I would wonder if we could approve it with that. I mean, the line change would be from 1,200 to 9,000, and I don't know.
Yeah, and really that's the only change that there would be. It would change the bottom line number.
That would be it, yeah.
But we'd still be okay.
It'd still be in the black, yeah.
yeah, we're still in the black even with that. So maybe we can, and I was going to suggest the same thing, approve it
pending the
change in line item number, whatever.
Easing.
Yeah.
And then we can get her to post it so that everyone can look at it before the next meeting. And if there is anything else, then we can make an adjustment then.
Right. Right. Sounds good. All right, I do have that in the agenda under motions, so we'll just make that change to the motion, you know, that line has to be changed. That's all. Okay, and any questions for John? If not, thank you very much, John.
Okay, thank you. And
thanks, John.
I'll head off to the Portland Wednesday evening juggling gathering.
Ooh, have fun.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, John Dickey.
Okay, anything new on the website team? I did post everything. I've been looking to see if there's been feedback, which there hasn't been much.
Yeah, and I think the idea was to give members 1 month to provide any feedback, Kim, and that month has gone by now, so
yep. We
should move forward, right?
Right, right, right.
Okay, so my idea is for the next steps is for me to sit through demos of the three proposed systems and then report to the board before the next meeting.
Okay.
Did anyone talk to, just I know this was the one other thing we said we were going to do was talk to Iwi about his thoughts for design, because I thought Iwi had expressed interest as well.
And he has received the entire package, the needs assessment, and was told that this is going to be looked at, and the next step is to kind of look at who's going to do things for us. I will gladly send him a reminder email.
Maybe saying, you know, if he was interested in
asking for his intentions,
or presenting a bid or anything, just to... Yeah, invite him to do so. And
yep, I will do that.
So the three proposed systems are going to be what, reviewed? Or could somebody just reiterate that for me?
What I'm going to do before the next meeting, Sandy, is sit through online demos, online walkthroughs of the three systems that have been recommended to us.
Yeah.
And then... write my recommendation, or not my recommendation, my report on those demos to the board to consider for the next meeting.
Got it.
Cool.
And whatever response I get from Iwi, I will pass that on to Mike.
Okay. And, would you pass it on to me, too?
Sure. Yep.
And yeah, just one other thing I've just been thinking is, I know a lot of the focus has been on the easing, and to me, focusing on that is a good thing right now. And it feels like we don't have to feel as rushed for the website change because we do have this new online presence. So that's been my overall feeling, is it doesn't have to be quite as rushed to make a decision for the website, but still plug along and take the next steps.
Cool.
Okay, anything more from website team or questions? If not, we'll move on to memberships. Marilyn sent the numbers. I did include them in the agenda. So that's right there for everyone. Are you there? Is that Marilyn that's there?
Yeah, it is. I don't have anything to add to that.
Okay. All right. Good. Thank you.
Oh,
for submitting your numbers.
Sorry. One thing to ease Matt's mind. One of the people that used to fax us their festival petition and their membership mailed it. Well, you can do that.
Well, one of the three people who used to fax in their fest registration emailed it this year, mailed it. Mm-hmm. So they're moving from the 60s into the, I don't know,
whatever.
90s.
Nice.
Okay. Excellent. All right. Anything from education tonight?
Nothing really new. We're buying Yep juggling balls with the logo on it. And to give to pods and also have available to sell to help make some money for Yep. Active programs are still up and going strong, and we're also looking at like T-shirt designs to have available at IJ Festival this year too. Again, to just spread the word about Yep and to raise some funds as well.
Cool. And Aaron, I don't know if I shared this with you. Kevin, I know our last phone conversation, I talked with you about this. Kevin and I may be doing a Yep presentation to the phys ed teachers in our county because he will be out here for our fest on March 2nd. And that's a county-wide in-service. And the principal at the school where we're running the fest has invited all the Carbon County phys ed teachers to come in and see a Yep program. So we can maybe promote it a little more.
Yeah, that'll be good. Also, one other thing, I've just been starting to think about the next Yep certification at the festival this year. I've already gotten a couple emails from different people saying that they're interested and they're ready to sign up as soon as possible. And so there is a lot of interest growing, and now that it's happened 2 years, it seems like people know that it's going to happen a third, and yeah, so more interest coming in.
Awesome. All right, thank you. Tom, anything for marketing and promotions?
Not a whole lot. I'm still plugging away on video tutorial stuff. So far I've got nine vendors locked in, donating stuff. We've got Sportco, Duncan, Brontosaurus Balls, Slow Toys, Play, Flying Clipper, Body Hoops, Path of Props, Dubé, and Peg Stilt. That's actually 10. I totally miscounted.
Video contest?
Yeah, for the tutorial contest.
Okay.
That's pretty cool. I don't have, I guess, quantified lists from Duncan or Play yet, so I don't. We're either looking at like a lot of stuff or we're not looking at a whole lot of stuff so far. I'm still, you know, sending out emails and trying to get some interest. So hopefully this will be on par with last year. I guess I talked to Matt very briefly a month or two ago about the possibility of having a couple of festival comps, and I was hoping that we could get that sorted out. I'm not planning on announcing the prize lists probably for another 2 or 3 weeks. So this isn't imperative, but it'd be nice to know what I'm working with. So for that, I was thinking about one festival comp for the top 10, just for like, you know, the number one winner of the top 10 list. And there's also a small public vote that's going to decide the People's Choice Award for this. And I was hoping that would also have, a festival package included. Kevin McBeth sent me a list of magazines and DVDs that we have a surplus of that we could feel good about giving away. So I was going to just draw a couple of those and put those into prize packages too to fluff it out a bit. So I don't know really what I'm asking, if this is something that needs to be voted on or not, but that's kind of where I am there. Maybe this is something that we can do a straw poll on the forum once I have a better sense of what other companies are donating.
Okay.
Yeah, Tom, we talked, and yeah, two comps I think is doable,
okay.
Certainly for the promotion of the event and the competition. It certainly is not going to, you know, if our numbers are now correct or close to accurate, if we get 325, you know, we
sure.
have, you know, have a $10,000, $20,000 profit, then giving away two packages worth, you know, 600 bones is not a big deal.
Right, yeah, and there's also no guarantee that these people are going to come this year. In the past,
right.
We've made these transferable year-to-year, not person-to-person, and Jordan Campbell won one last year, for example, and he's just kind of sitting on it. I don't think we established an expiration date. Maybe that's kind of oversight on our part, but... but yeah, so I mean, even though we're issuing these, that doesn't necessarily mean that it will have any impact on this year's final result, I guess. that's just a caveat there, I guess. I went over the rules today really briefly. I was prompted by a post that somebody made on Rec.dot, and I realized that I didn't include a clause in the rules about having a formal introduction in the videos, which is bad, because I meant to have that, and I guess I thought it was so implicit that I just forgot to list it in the official rules. So I was hoping to amend that. I'm not sure if that's something that needs to be voted on or not. Basically, it's just going to be a line that says, you know, qualified videos must have the following introduction, or the following introduction format. You know, hi, my name is name, and this is my entry for the 2012 IJ Video Tutorial Contest.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think we need an approval for that. No.
Okay. Well, if that's the case, I'll just send the updated thing to David Landon then.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's that. And I think that's really all that I have to say. Vendors are happy enough to support us, I think. And we've got a couple of new people on, so hopefully we'll make it a big year.
Sweet. Okay. Could I add something about just promotions marketing stuff? I figured.
Yeah, sure. Go for it.
Just here's a good place. Just in regards to the easing, I know it's been discussed in the forums, but I think it's a good thing for the board to discuss as a whole, is the promotion of the easing specifically to members. We're getting, like, pretty much 500 to, I think we've got 1,200 views today or hits on the easing. So it's getting viewed a ton, and that's great, and we're reaching the juggling public as a whole. We're not reaching our members too strongly. And so I'd love for us to just kind of think of ways that we can really promote it to the membership in an effective way, and maybe just contribute more to that discussion on the forum if you have any ideas. You know, my primary thought would be doing a mid-month email to just focus on the easing to members for the first couple months, just to kind of hold their hands and help them remember, hey, it's here and it's new and you have to get in the habit of going now and checking it out. And encouraging them to do so and kind of highlighting some of the stuff they're missing. But just something for us to think about to make sure that people are realizing that there is still a good benefit, and it's turning out to be pretty awesome.
Right. So. And when and if we do that, I'd like it to be, like, the link in that email to be trackable somehow, so we can see who's clicking through that.
Right.
Email getting to the e-zine, so just having, you know, e.juggle.org or e-zine.juggler.org or whatever it's going to be. And that's something that I'm pretty sure David can sort out without too much trouble. It's just a matter of a redirect.
Yeah, if we could track it, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. And I've noticed it's pretty easy to track, like, just posting something on rec.juggling, for example, and saying, oh, it just increased by 500 hits. Cool. You know, that's a good, I mean, you can just kind of see, but it's better to have, like, the official numbers and stuff, too. Okay, any questions for Tom or Aaron? Okay, if I can also just interject something in marketing about the 2011 Fest DVD. I did finally hear back from Kunaki today, and my question to them was, can they do both DVDs, because it's a two-DVD set, in one cover, or do we have to do two separate covers? They just got back to me this afternoon, and the email that we would have to do two separate covers. So everyone, once they become available, it is a on-demand system, so they would go through Kunaki directly to order their thing. It can go through our store, but the order would go through Kunaki. And then we get paid for each order that goes into them. But it would count as selling two DVDs, not just one. So I'm working that out with them, and I should have everything solidified within another week or two. I'm sorry it's taken so long. But almost there. Okay. Anything else from anyone? If not, we'll go into motions for consideration. Item A is a motion to approve the 2012
operating budget.
I'll make that motion, Kevin Eight.
Okay, we need a second.
Second, Aaron Stevens.
Second.
Okay, now we wanted to...
Aaron, second.
Aaron, okay.
Yeah.
We also need to amend this, as we had talked about. So does anyone know offhand the line that needs to be...
Yeah, I can look. It's the easing line.
Yeah.
I don't know the official number, but it's the one that's blank all the way across until 2012.
Yeah, I'm opening it now. So,
yeah.
It's line 20.
Line 20, and it would be changed from 1,200. I think 750 was our agreement times 12 months was 9,000.
Right.
So, yeah.
750 to 12,000?
750 a month.
Uh-huh.
So it's 9,000, so it would be 1,200 to 9,000.
Yeah.
Changing.
1,200 to 9,000. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay, so do we have a motion to approve the amendment?
I'll make that motion. This is Tom.
Okay, and a second for the amended motion?
So moved. Matt, seconded.
Okay, Matt. Any further discussion? If not, anyone opposed? Any abstentions? The 2012 operating budget has passed, pending the correction of line 20. And item B, motion to approve proposed 2012 festival budget. Matt, did you say that you wanted to table this until you had a chance to make those changes?
Yes, I'd like that. It really doesn't affect what we're doing already. You know, the money as far as the flights is pretty much in the pipeline. That's all we need at this moment.
Right. Okay. So someone to make that motion to table this.
I move the table.
Okay. Second?
I'll second.
Okay. That motion has been tabled.
Was that Tom?
That was Tom. Yep.
Yeah.
Item C, motion to approve release of bank information to Scott Slesnick for the purpose of easing to use AdSense for advertising revenue.
I'll make the motion, Aaron.
And a second?
Second, Kevin.
And discussion?
It's fine with me. Does anyone have a problem with it?
I think it's maybe a little improper, as Dave Pawson said in one of those emails.
I was wondering. I think in my last email, I was just wondering if it could be. I know it was to set up the account. If maybe the setup could be done by either Kim or Holly, somebody who already has access to the bank. I mean, he could then access it, but he wouldn't have to have the actual account number to set up the account.
Yeah.
Well, and I tried to look for information on AdSense. Do they just use your bank information for deposit purposes only?
I have no idea. Maybe that's something, we should just...
I believe they do, yeah.
Talk to Scott Slesnick more about... Or Scott... Slesnick.
Well, one of my questions, too, is why are we planning on doing something through AdSense instead of brokering ad space on our own? Because one of the things that AdSense does, I mean, you're all familiar, I mean, you've seen it on websites everywhere, I'm sure. You know, they're just like these little text-only ads that run at the bottom of your page. So since we're a major juggling site, we get stuff from juggling companies listed there because they all go through, like, SEO keywords, basically. And so we would get, you know, like a nickel per click, effectively, for like an ad from Dubai, whereas we could possibly sell Dubai ad space ourselves, just cut out the middleman and make more money. It would probably be cheaper for them, too, or more interesting for them, too. Of course, I don't have any experience in selling, you know, online ad space or anything like that. But it seems to me that would be, like, working with them directly would be an easier way to do it. And we could even just put out a call for advertisers.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I thought we were going to do, and I didn't know what AdSense's whole system was. That seems, because we do have a good relationship with a lot of vendors that would probably be interested
right.
in that kind of space, and that immediately, yeah, it goes, puts funding into the IJA.
And from what I read on the information I could find on AdSense, the ads that would run would not necessarily relate to juggling, correct?
Well, yes and no. People that set up, I mean, of course, I'm not an expert in this. This is from my limited understanding of it. I worked at a soap company this past year, and I helped them with some AdSense stuff.
Just put and
basically, like, companies, like, let's say the IJA, or, like, say we wanted to sell something, you know, say that we wanted to advertise the festival through Google AdSense. We could set up an account where we sell, or, like, we're buying impressions, effectively.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll say that we want to have this little text blurb about the festival run, and it will appear on people's computers through the AdSense program, effectively, you know, going onto these websites. And those websites are targeted to people that are interested in juggling and magic and this and that and the other, because they're accessing those websites. So let's say JugglingCentral.com has AdSense. They're selling their space and allowing people to run ads on there. Our thing might pop up on there. And we are charged a certain amount of money if people click on that.
Okay.
Click on that link. It's like a per impression thing. And I don't know. I mean, I'd be curious to see a budget that outlines, you know, what this could possibly mean. But the worst case scenario in my mind is that we wind up selling space on the e-zine effectively to Google, like leasing some space to Google. And we don't make very much money, and it clutters up the site and makes us look like, you know, look like people that are selling nonsense ads, you know, instead of trying to figure out some way to make it better for the community.
Yeah.
The thing that we could do is work with vendors and have some kind of like a tiered vendor sponsorship thing.
Mm-hmm.
Where technically we wouldn't be selling stuff, but would be putting vendor logos, you know, at the bottom of the e-zine as a thank you for their annual contribution of something or other, you know, like a lot of other nonprofit organizations do. They might balk at that because, you know, we already asked them for a lot, and phrasing it as like a donation instead of selling an ad space might be.
Yeah, and I think we could sell ad space too, where it's just, you know, you get your ad for this 2 months for this amount, and your ad for 6 months for this amount. Type of thing.
How would the vendors ever know if they're getting any traffic off of those ads?
I mean, they could do it through a personalized URL, just like we're talking about with the e-zine thing for the newsletter. Like, you know, they wouldn't necessarily be going to, it wouldn't necessarily be linked directly to, like, dubay.com. It might be dubay.com or, like ij.dubay.com, which redirects to IJA so that they have, I guess, track back information for their own
they're getting and see if
I'm wondering how many of our vendors are that sophisticated. And that's part of the beauty of what Google does is their supercomputers figure out.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
which ads will pay the most. And
sure.
Over time, Google's model will optimize the ads they show on our site for us as well, because Google wants the highest pay-per-click ad they can find to put on our site.
Right. Well, one of my concerns is the bottom line, you know, like how much this would wind up making for us, you know. But I have no real conception of what that looks like. And I worry that, I mean, AdSense ads do look kind of tacky. I mean, there's just no way around that. Like, it looks pretty tacky.
Well, that's true, and there's nothing that says we can't run AdSense for classified ads and then also sell display advertising.
Sure, yeah.
Directly to the vendors and have both on there.
Well, we don't want to over-clutter it, though, either.
No.
Exactly, yeah.
So,
that looks worse than just one or the other, probably. But, I mean, I'm curious to see Scott give us a budget that outlines what this actually means before we decide one way or the other. And
it'd be cool if he could give us two different options, like if he has thought about both options. Maybe he chose AdSense because he had a reason why he thought it would be more beneficial. Yeah, but if he could outline that to the board,
And all we've really gotten from him is the request for the bank information so he could get this set up.
Right.
He hasn't given us an actual proposal of here's what this can do for us. So from what I'm hearing from the board members that are speaking is we want a proposal from him.
A proposal, and
that will say here's what this can do for us, and include a budget, some information about what this has brought into other organizations similar to ours, possibly.
Yeah.
Right.
Plus or minus of different options.
Yeah.
And just make sure he's looking at all options, too.
I like the idea of him helping us out and getting, helping us out, helping the organization out and dealing with this whole advertising thing, but I think it's kind of improper to give bank information away to somebody that doesn't even have an official title within the organization.
Exactly.
There needs to be some kind of accountability linked to that, and having a proposal, having a budget, and having him, sworn in for the next year as, the advertising guy for the Ease Games, that would make me feel great. Otherwise, that might be setting some kind of a reckless precedent or something that might look strange in an audit or...
Well, and Holly had the question that I had asked at the beginning of this discussion. Is AdSense asking for bank information for deposit purposes only, or will our e-zine editorial crew, let's call them that, be able to withdraw from that account as well? We just have questions that need to be answered. What I'll do is put together an email to send to Scott, both Scott Lesnick and Scott. I'm sorry, name's slipping, but both Scott.
Seltzer.
Yeah. Yes. I will email both of them, but I'll put something together and send it to the board first to make sure that I have things worded correctly. And as soon as I hear back from several of you, I'll send it out to them. So it sounds like what we want to do is table this motion for now.
Yeah.
So if we have a motion to table.
I'll make that motion. This is Tom.
Okay. A second?
Second, Aaron.
Second.
Okay.
Kevin.
And is there any further discussion? If not, anyone opposed to tabling this motion? Any abstentions? Motion is tabled. Okay. Item D, we need a motion to approve board nomination and election dates and process for absentee ballots. I know that's not...
Motion. This is Tom.
Okay. A second?
Second, Kevin.
And discussion. Just so everyone's aware, the current deadlines are April 10th is the deadline for names in the magazine. That's what's stated as of now. April 15th is the deadline for 100-word magazine statement. May 15th is the deadline for 350-word newsletter statement.
What was and that last one, Tim?
The newsletter.
May 15th.
May 15th, sorry.
For the newsletter?
Yep. And then June 15th is the deadline for names on ballots and their webpage statement. Now, first of all, we have to figure out, are these dates going to remain? We also need to figure out how we are going to handle getting out the election information as well as the absentee ballots. Are we going to do a mailing? Are we going to put something online and have people just print it out and send it in? We almost have to figure that out before we figure dates.
Right.
Well, the dates as they are now are pretty much tied to the magazine print schedule, so we're not married to that anymore.
Right.
Right.
So, right now it seems to me that, April is fast approaching, that's what, 6 weeks away?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So it might make sense to push the name deadline back a month and just get rid of the 100-word deadline.
So the thing to take into consideration there is that, hello?
Hello.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, my phone almost died, or is about to die. The thing to consider there is that one thing Martin said in the forums is that it can take up to a month for mailouts to get out there, especially if we're using nonprofit mailing sources. And so even his suggestion was even moving it up, and I was thinking April 1st, just because if we are going to do a mail thing, we still have to fall within certain deadlines and make sure folks get it. But, I mean, well, May, it gets there by June. Yeah, it would take a while to get back if we waited till May 1st.
Well, my thought was this, actually. We could actually take these four deadline dates and cut them down to two,
mm-hmm.
where maybe just to throw the date out there, April 15th would be the deadline for names and their 100-word statements.
Sure, yeah.
And then May 15th, a month later, could be the deadline for their 350-word statement for the newsletter.
Website.
The website, and that's when their names would go on ballots. And
right.
approximately a week after that, say the week of May 22nd, mailers would go out.
Is that enough time for them to get out and get back? We count it?
Well, May 22nd, even if it takes a month to get to a member, that's May, that's June 22nd, and they still have about 3 weeks
okay.
to get it to the site in Winston-Salem.
That's plenty of time, yeah.
Yeah, totally. Cool.
I'm just going to throw this out there to be the contrarian. How about not doing a mailing at all and just making it downloadable and they can send it to us? I mean, internet resources these days are a dime a dozen. Internet cafes, public libraries.
Yep. Oh, I have no problem doing that. We do have some members who, older members.
It will always be 250, whether or not we do 100, then 100, or is it a little cheaper with quantity?
Oh, I'm sorry, Kevin. I
thought he was talking to us, too.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I know what you're saying, Matt, and we're still probably going to have to mail at least some out.
Yeah, and I think one thing we talked about was having a mailer with some, there were some other topics we were saying that needed to be mailed out to, like basically let us know if you do not have an email account type thing, like sending out a mailer to all members saying we need to know how we can best communicate with you. You know, and there was
it would almost,
like a festival announcement
yeah.
type thing. And
it would almost be a final mailing.
Yeah.
A final thing to appear in your mailbox that, you know, we're going electronic. We've reached the 21st century.
Yeah, and I'm with that. Like I said, I'm just being the contrarian and being Scroogey on the electronic terms. But sooner or later, yeah, we should just give people, as you said, if we send them a snail mail message in hard copy that they can hold in their hand that says, you ain't getting more any more of these. Join the club.
Right.
I'm with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless you have no other options, but yeah, then we'll make a special exception. Something.
Well,
who's going to handle the special exceptions from now until the end of the world?
That's true. I was
exactly.
thinking that, too.
Exactly.
I said, but who's going to handle special exceptions?
I have Betamax tape. I really want to watch.
What's that?
I said, I have a Betamax tape I'd still like to watch once in a while. Sorry.
Yeah. You know, we cut off people who wanted to fax in their membership form, and how many of you have heard any complaints about that?
Right. Exactly.
And now there's maybe 20 people... Maybe 20 people who don't have email or web access. It might be closer to 5. And, all right, Maryland's under fire. But, you know, that's out of 1,500 people in the membership. At what point do you say, with our all-volunteer organization, 17 years into the Internet revolution, we have got to make a decision?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I'm for saying it's the last one.
Yeah, and I'm fine with saying one last mailer, but I just went through the entire roster this past week, and there are a fair amount of our members that don't have an email listed.
Do you want an exact number? I can get it for you real quick.
Okay.
Sorry, at the conference.
It would be good.
Now, whether they have an email address listed with us may not mean that they don't have email.
Exactly, but they need to be told that, hey, we're going electronic, so here you go.
Right.
So, Kim, you're proposing 414 for candidate names and 100-word statements, and 415 for that, and 515 for 300-word statements for the website?
And the newsletter. Yep.
And the newsletter. Okay, got it.
That's 184 people.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fairly significant number.
Yeah.
But what the point was true is some of them have just asked us to remove it. Doesn't mean they don't have it.
Check.
They've asked us to remove it because they don't want the newsletter or whatever. Or they're not going to renew. And they want to stop wanting being nagged about it.
Right.
Well, for whatever reason. It's about, 12 or 13% of our membership.
Well, is everyone okay with the idea of cutting down from 4 due dates to only 2, April 15th?
Yes.
Being the 100-word statement. And
it's a little less busy when we're
trying
to appeal to new people who are running.
Well, the deadline for nominations today, and so they have 2 months to get that together. That's plenty of time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
2 months for 100 words. Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, for their name and the 100-word statement, and then May 15th would be the 350-word statement for the newsletter and the webpage, and for their names to be printed on the ballot.
Where does the 101-word go?
The 100-word used to go in the magazine. I'm assuming we would change that to the e-zine.
Yeah, we'd probably put it in the e-zine.
Okay. Thank you.
And then is everybody okay with one final mailing?
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
It would state on it that it would be a final mailing, but we could put in it information about the fest and the fest registration information, as well as the absentee ballot could go on that.
Would that go to everyone or just those without a new email?
Everyone. I don't know. Do we know a budget for what that would look like, sending a last mailer to everyone?
What kind of mailer is it? Like, is it a postcard or is it a...
It's going to have to be an envelope if there's going to be a ballot and fest information and...
Yeah, I can't see it going in a postcard. There's too much.
Right.
Okay, I just clicked the mail to the reminder postcard. I did it clicks to mail to do the reminder postcard, so I just did a quick look. And they can do a postcard, 4x6, 5x8, or mailers with an envelope. And a black and white one-page letter to about 1,000 people is 69 cents each.
That includes the postage.
So that's $690.
Okay.
If you want to...
And we have 1,000 budgeted for mailers for this year.
We have 1,200, but I'm sure a rough number.
12.
And then if you want a color, it goes up to closer to $1. Now, if you want a 5x8 postcard, I usually do 4x6 postcards, but if you can do a 5x8 for 75 cents. It's really actually more than the one page.
It's more than the, yeah.
Yeah, that's weird. But maybe Vista prints cheaper. I don't know. That's the ones we use now. So just for a reference.
I think we can do just a one-page black and white letter.
Mm-hmm.
Letter size, and we can lay it out.
They had an option for 8.5x11 or 8.5x14. I didn't do the 14 one. But a one page, it'd be 69 cents each.
Okay.
And like Mike said, that includes the postage. And that's probably just the U.S. Then we have the international ones, which is fewer, but it'd be more.
Okay, so we need to amend this motion to reflect the changes that we've talked about. So does anyone want to make a motion to approve the April 15th and May 15th only deadlines and to send out one final mailer, letter-size mailer?
I'll make the motion, Erin.
Do we have a second?
Second, Kevin.
Okay. Any further discussion?
I'm curious as to who is going to oversee the, I guess, the copy editing and sort of do the final okay on what's in this mailer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would think the communications director would want to do that.
Yeah, Martin would be logical.
Yeah, and we should send to Martin what we want to include it and let him kind of put something together for the board to approve before it gets sent out.
Yeah. Okay.
Along those lines, I think it should say this is the last mailer.
Yes.
Right. I think this is something that we're going to want to handle pretty diplomatically, I think, because if
right.
it's the last print thing, like, this is potentially the last, you know. I mean, a lot of people seem to associate the IJ with getting stuff in their mailbox, and if the last thing that they have is even remotely, like, heavily worded, then that this could make or break some renewals, I think, for us. So I'm just feeling cautious and sentimental.
Yeah. I got a nasty email today just with that from, who was it? It was Jerry Battenfield.
Oh,
I'm going to miss my magazine. Should I even bother renewing? What am I getting for my membership? And, you know, it's more about the magazine than anything else.
Yeah, I know Jerry very well.
Don't ask me to go online if I'm not going to do it.
Yeah. Does someone else want to take a crack at putting something together?
And if he wrote it and then we submitted it for approval prior, then we can make adjustments as we see fit.
Okay, we'll do that then. So if anyone has anything that they want included, just send me a quick email. We'll put in about the fest registration. We'll put in the ballot information. We'll save a block for that.
Something about
but anything
would be good as well. Just to...
okay.
Would you want to do that goal thing for having that go out?
Well, the deadline for the names for the ballots is now set for May 15th.
Mm-hmm.
So sometime during that following week, I would say that it should go out. Everything should be ready to go except for the ballot names.
Mm-hmm.
So as of May 15th, it's just a matter of throwing those names in. So I would say within a week after May 15th, it should be ready for mailing.
May I read this motion back to everybody just to be clear?
Yes, please.
Motion to take four deadline dates down to two due dates. April 15th for candidate names and 100-word statements to be put in the e-zine. May 15th for 350-word statement for website and newsletter and name to be put on the ballots. 5/22, mailers will go out. This will be the final mailing.
Sounds good to me. Is that okay with everyone?
Yep.
Okay. All righty.
Right.
So we have the amended motion. We have a second to that motion. Any further discussion? If not, we'll go to vote. Anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Motion passes. Okay. Any varia for this evening?
Test, test.
Real quick before I run out, I went to New Zealand. I actually did a Q&A session on IJA there.
Heck yeah.
And probably about 30 people attended. Most of them the instructors, the circus instructors for the various circuses around New Zealand and Auckland. And they were all interested in what the IJA is doing in terms of social circus support. The Props to You was interesting to them. They were interested in getting help with insurance for performing, where they wanted to know if our insurance would cover them internationally. And of course, they're interested in perhaps hosting an IRC at some point.
Yeah.
Cool. Yep.
Okay, I want to talk to you more about that at some point.
Yeah, for sure.
And
so,
the problem with the insurance is every country has its own laws concerning the insurance.
So true.
I told them probably not, but I also said I'd check and I can get back to them. That's fine. I was also on TV New Zealand teaching their anchor to juggle. Taught him to juggle three balls in like literally a minute. He was really good. He got like 10 throws. It was either he was faking it like he'd done it before and he just wanted to pretend, or he actually didn't know. But I did it. I taught him to juggle and was wearing my nice blue IJA logo shirt the entire time.
Cool.
So.
Matt, when you do talk to some of the people from there, if they have names of some of their insurance carriers in that country,
yeah.
I have no problem contacting them to see if we can get a special rate on performers insurance. So I'll work on something like that. I just need some leads.
For sure. I think, they're it's very raw there. Like it's less, I'd say, like it's all about social circus and do-it-yourself circus and that. But in terms of level of overall skill level in the country, it feels really raw and fresh. You know, it's not huge, but it's been there a long time, but it's never gotten big. And so, that's definitely a country. Them in Australia, I think, are good places for us to build.
Mm-hmm. I've always thought that, I've always thought Australia would be a good place for us to focus. And
yeah.
Okay, anything else for Varia? If not, next item of business is to set our next board meeting date. The third Wednesday of the month is March 21st. Is that bad for anyone?
I have no idea. That'd be fine.
I'm okay.
Works for me.
Cool. Okay. Richard, you okay with that?
That's good.
Okay. Kevin?
Great.
Okay. Okay, so the next meeting then will be March 21st, 2012, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Is there anything else? If not, we need a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion. This is Tom.
Second?
Second, Aaron.
Seconded.
And anyone opposed to adjournment? Any abstentions? We are officially adjourned at 10:07 p.m.
Woohoo!
Thank you, everyone.
Thanks for being
Thanks,
awesome.
Guys. Appreciate it.
Sandy, I have a question for you before you go.
Yes, ma'am. Hi, Kim.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm getting the hang of it now.
Cool.
I'm typing. I finally have my Bluetooth on, so I'm just typing on what you send me as we go through it.
Cool. Let me stop the recording real quick. I'll be right back.
Okay, sure. Yeah.